The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is a firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It is a handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them apart from the crowd. So, by faith we see that the world was called into existence by God's word. What we see was created by those things that we do not see. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when thou be converted, strengthen thy brethren." Good afternoon, folks. My name is Daniel Oga, and this is the Exposure Weekly podcast. Our topic for today is, can faith fail? Can faith fail? Okay, we've been on the topic of can faith fail. So so many persons want to answer this question by quoting the book of Luke chapter 22 verse 32. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when thou be converted, strengthen thy brethren." So many persons will quote the scriptures and say, even Jesus Christ acknowledged the fact that faith can fail, but he has prayed for Simon Peter that his faith fail not. But we'll get a better understanding of what it means for faith to fail and what it means for faith not to fail as we go on in today's episode. Okay, thank you once again for sticking around. The first point I would like us to hold strongly today is that faith does not deny fact. Faith does not deny fact. I shared a particular story on my WhatsApp status some days ago about a pastor's wife, a strong woman of faith. She was born again, spirit-filled, tongue speaking. She had faith in God's word. She was sick and she refused to take drugs. She was holding on to God's word. She was proclaiming these words on a daily basis: "I shall not die but live. I shall not die but live according to God's word." And with all those proclamations being made, at the end of the story, she died. So I asked a question on my WhatsApp status: why did she die? Does it mean that faith failed? The answer is no. So many persons believe that denying the fact that something is wrong with them is an answer to faith. You see, practice of faith. When you say it, you will have it. No. We have two realms, like I explained on my WhatsApp status. We have the physical realm. We have the spiritual realm. There are some things that will come to play in this natural realm that is consistent, that is the truth, that is the reality of this natural realm, but it might not be the reality of the spiritual realm. So we have two different realms and two different realities. So if somebody is undergoing through a particular challenge in this realm, it might not be what is happening in the other realm. So for this realm, it is true. This is what is happening. When Jesus Christ met blind Bartimaeus and he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said that I may receive my sight. He acknowledged the fact that he was blind and he needed to receive his sight. So faith does not deny fact. Fact is the reality of the natural realm. It is what we see. It is what is happening. But then we can appropriate the realities of the spiritual realm and bring it into this natural realm to function. So the first point I want us to hold dearly is the fact that faith does not deny fact. Okay, the second point here is that faith in God's word cannot work until it has been given. So many people are of the ideology that, okay, I've been proclaiming the word of faith, I've been quoting God's word, and in several situations and it did not work, and several in my faith have failed. Your faith did not fail. Faith in God's word cannot work until it has been given. The book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing. So the first hearing is your natural, sensual understanding of God's word. Probably you're listening to a message tape, you're understanding it with your natural mind or your sensual understanding of that word. But then the second hearing is when light is being given from that word. There is an illumination that comes with the light that is being given from that word. So faith cometh by hearing, which is our natural understanding, and secondly, faith cometh by illumination. When that illumination does not come, then it means that you have not been given this word. So your word have I found, and I did it, and it became the rejoicing of my the word of the entrance of the of God's word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. There is an understanding that goes beyond our natural realm of understanding. So if it is, it has not been given to you in that fashion of light, then it cannot work for you. So the reason why you keep on proclaiming God's word, you have not proclaimed it from an understanding of the light that was given. The light has not been given to you, actually. So until that light has been given, until you understand God's word sensually and you understand the word spiritually via illumination and light that is being given via that word, it cannot work for you. So in conclusion, the topic of if faith can fail or not is a function of your understanding of God's word from the standpoint of light and illumination. So many times we proclaim God's word with a limitation of our natural understanding, and proclaiming God's word with a limitation of your natural understanding does not activate the efficacy of that word. So God's word is always true. The Bible says he honors his word above his name. So if God's word does not work, it means that you have not put all the required principles in place for it to work for you. Faith in God's word cannot work until it has been given. So most times when we sit down to study God's word, let's not strive to get a sensual understanding. Let's strive for us to be given an illumination from that word. This is the reason why my papa David Oyedepo, we scream and say, I cannot be sick. There's an understanding of Matthew 6:33 that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added, including health. So if he says, I cannot be sick, there is a light that came via that word that made him realize that, yes, I cannot be sick. So don't strive for your natural understanding. Strive for the light in God's word. Let illumination shine upon the darkened part of your mind. If that illumination has not come, you can be proclaiming God's word from now to eternity and it will not work for you. Okay, guys, with this, we've come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you for listening. Today's topic is really an exciting one and one of my favorite, actually. Can faith fail? That's the question of the day. But the answer is faith can fail if you do not put the required modalities in place. And also, it cannot fail if the required modalities have been put in place. For more information, you can visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/theexposurepodcast. You can also call the numbers 0701615 4878, and please do not forget to subscribe from wherever you're listening for. And before I forget, I know that you have questions, you have comments. Please send your comments to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/theexposurepodcast. Do have a lovely day. My name is Daniel Oga. Peace out.